You're listening to the Ben Uyama Podcast, where we talk about personal growth for men, becoming godly men, and my personal favorite, mastering our sex drive. I'm also married, and my professional line of work has been consulting men with sexual addiction for many years now. So let's get started.
I was a teenager once. When I remember I was a depressed individual that was addicted to porn, addicted to masturbation, addicted to my screen, social media, gaming. And I remember distinctly how depressed I was because I didn't want to be those things. I wanted to be a man of standard, of moral code, a man that eventually would be have a wife, and have children, and have a relationship with God that I was proud of. All those things I wanted, but I was crippled and weighed down by the reality that I was going to substances just to live life. If you're a teenager, this video is for you. Your life is really fucking hard. It's really hard. And I'm not saying this to flatter you, or I'm not saying this to sympathize with you. I'm saying this to help you understand and see accurately what's going on in your life, so that you can stop feeling like a piece of shit. You can stop letting the feelings of shame and guilt and remorse cloud your judgment, and so that you can focus. What is actually going on, my friends, is that we have never in all of human history seen this pivotal time, a time in history where you can access unlimited forms of stimulation and hyperactivity, like porn, like video games, like social media, like video games. Back in the day, if I wanted to watch porn, for example, I would have to go to the store as a child, and I would have to buy a magazine and ask for it. Very, very high barrier to entry. And now, within 5 seconds, you could be watching hardcore porn from pretty much anywhere in the world, easily, for free. Back in the day, to get a video game, I would have to go to GameStop, a little store in the mall called GameStop, and I'd have to purchase a Game Boy and whatever game I wanted to play. For me, it was Pokemon Red or Pokemon Blue. Red version, Blue version. And now, just last week, my friends, I attempted to play these games on my phone, and I was shocked. Within 10 minutes, I found an emulator, and I downloaded Pokemon Red onto my phone, and I could play it at high speeds, up to 16 times the normal speed. And I was like, holy shit, this generation is fucked. This is what I was thinking. Sorry for my language, guys, but I'm getting real here. This generation is effed. If you can watch hardcore porn and play the most stimulating game and fun game imaginable, Pokemon Red, within 10 minutes of having the idea, we are effed. And I'm saying this again to help you understand, we are at an unprecedented time in history that we have never seen before. And you, my friend, are a guinea pig. You are an experiment to see how far as a society we can push the envelope and how much we can test the human consumption. The clown culture that we've created is an experiment to see how far we can push you. And from the bottom of my heart, I feel you, and I'm sorry for you. It is going to be hard as hell, and it's going to get harder for you because you are going to have more responsibilities in life. You're going to grow out of this age. You're going to have relationships. You're going to be married. You're going to have children. You're going to have to navigate difficult decisions. And currently, our culture has absolutely no guidance or standard whatsoever as to how to live life properly. There is not a guidebook. There's not a handbook. There's no guidance. There's no central individual or figure in our lives that you can go to in times of darkness that our culture is telling us that there is no standard, and how lost you are, because it is unclear what you should do, how you should act, how you should live your life. And I feel for you. No one in your life has taught you, again, how to be a man. No one has sat down with you at the young age that you are and said, hey, brother, son, You're going to have challenging experiences in life. You're going to feel difficult emotions. You're going to go through depression. You're going to feel a lot of things. You're going to have a sex drive that is uncontrollable, out of control. And no one has sat down with you and taught you how to manage those emotions and how to manage that sex drive. Nobody has done it. Because we're figuring this out. This is not your parents' fault. It's not your grandparents' fault. It's all of our faults. Collectively, as humanity, we have created this situation through which there is an escape. Through every dark tunnel, there is a light. There is an end. And every diamond has been created through immense amount of pressure. And the silver lining, brother, is that at the end of this process, you will become a diamond that is stronger, more vibrant and radiant than there has ever been in human history because of the things that you are going to go through. That's the silver lining. And if you have made it this far in this video, I commend you, and I will tell you with confidence, if you're willing to listen to me tell you why your life is shit and you're effed, if you're still here with me, I know without doubt that you will become a diamond. You will. How do I know that? Because you will not succumb to temptation. You will continue to fight the fight. You will continue to invest in yourself, in your personal development, in your growth. You will take full responsibility for your life, for your body, for your mind, for your heart, for your relationships, for your faith. You will not blame. You will not victimize yourself. And you will take ownership of your entire life. And you will stand on the mountain as a victor because you are willing to put in the work to grow. And as a result, you will be stronger than any man that has ever existed in human history, because no man has gone through the amount of collective pressure and difficulty and turmoil and confusion that your generation has gone through. You are like a snake that is shedding skin. When a snake sheds its skin, it's painful, it's hard, it is difficult. And a snake has to often go up against jagged rocks just to shed its skin. And when you're going through that process, it is painful. But at the end of the process, you will be grateful you went through it, because you will be a new person. You have new skin, thicker skin, stronger skin. And that is the process you are going through. And because you are watching this video and you're taking to heart what I'm saying here, I will tell you with confidence and conviction that you will be a diamond at the end, because you will not succumb to addiction. You will not succumb to escapism. You will not succumb to isolation, but instead you will choose to connect with mentors, with brothers, with real people, with a genuine woman, and have a genuine marriage relationship and have children and a relationship with God. Who do you go to for answers? Is it me? No. Is it the internet? No. Is it an influencer? No. You go to your conscience and you go to God. That's it. There is no extrinsic motivator or extrinsic source of wisdom that you should go to. And you should only be able to look within yourself, sit with your own thoughts, maybe a piece of paper and a pen, and come from within your own conscience and with your own relationship with God. You will have all the answers within you. You already have the answers. And if somebody is trying to tell you the answers to your life, I'm not. I'm trying to encourage you to look within yourself. And if somebody's trying to tell you how to live your life, that you should do X, Y, and Z, whatever, you probably have some motivation, some ulterior motive. And you should run from them as fast as you can. You do not need motivation. You already have the motivation within you. It is intrinsic. It comes from within you. And all you have to do is access it. How do you access it? You stop seeking external motivation. You stop going to anyone but yourself and to God to understand how to do the things you want to do and to be motivated to do the things that you want to do in your life. It's time to get off social media. It's time to get off gaming. It's time to get off porn. It's time for you to have control. Get off for it for 1 week. Just do it for 1 week for me. 1 week challenge. and then make note afterwards, how do I feel? Do I feel empowered? Do I feel like I'm in control? And I promise you, after 1 week of doing it, it will be hard, but at the end you will say, my life has never been better. I've never had more attention, focus, time, and energy to do the things that I really want with my life, and I'm in control. And at that point, you can introduce social media, gaming, back into your life on your terms. Not porn, but other things you can introduce back into your life on your own terms. And so what I did when I was a teenager is I got serious and I said, I don't want to be a man that continues to be addicted to porn and my own dick. I decided I'm going to stop this and end this. And I did that for 3 years. Clean, no masturbation, no porn, completely. And at the end of that process, I found my wife. I did. And then soon after, we decided to have our children. And as I've gone on this path, I've learned more about myself and about God and faith than I've ever done before in my life. And that only took a few years for me to do. This is not a brag. This is evidence that it's possible. And I believe in you. Please know that you are loved more than you know. You got this. I'll see you in the next video.
Hey, if you guys are getting a lot from this podcast, you will probably like my totally free 30-day program. It's at benuyama.com. It's been really helpful for a lot of people. I decided to just give it out for free to you guys to be as helpful to as many people as possible. And I just want people to feel loved and to feel God and transform people's lives. So that program is free for you guys for 30 days. Go to benuyama.com and you will probably really, really benefit from it. So, all right, back to the show.